This is Amanda with the Killeen Daily Herald.
Amanda, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. This is Colonel Dave Sutherland.
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
I love your articles.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome. It is so good to hear somebody from Central Texas.
Definitely. I know what you mean. So they've been keeping you pretty busy talking to reporters today?
I have been busy taking care of my soldiers and showcasing the accomplishments they're making.
Right, right. Well, if you want to start out by telling me a little bit about some of those accomplishments.
Well, let me tell you that I'll start off by giving you the general situation.
Okay.
In the past, basically 3 months, we've conducted three major brigade-size operations. First, Arrowhead Ripper. Second one was Lightning Hammer. And then since the 5th of September, we've been conducting Lightning Hammer 2 throughout the entire province of Diyala. And we are, in total, we have brought to justice, killed or captured 44 suspected or actual Al-Qaeda members. We have destroyed 15 caches or discovered 15 different caches of weapons, munitions, and IED-making materials. We have reduced three vehicle-borne IEDs that were programmed or planned to be used against markets inside the Bakuba area. We have found and reduced five house-borne IEDs. And then of significance is that we have discovered and reduced 38 different IEDs. And these were pointed out to us by the people of the province.
Wow.
The province has experienced a awakening, if you will, through reconciliation movements and offensive operations conducted by the Iraqi security forces and the coalition forces. Violent acts throughout the province has reduced by 40% since the July, first part of July timeframe. These remaining violent acts are more a systemic response to our offensive operations. Our brigade has conducted in the time we've been here from November of last year to this time over 230 battalion or brigade level operations, offensive operations. And that's significant given our mission over here.
Right.
But this has resulted in the people now supporting the government of Iraq, the security forces, and standing against Al-Qaeda and other terrorist networks inside the province.
Now, how important is that support in kind of reaching the final mission of handover and, I guess, independence for them?
The people will define the democracy for Diyala. They are the ones that will determine the outcome of this. Our coalition forces will not determine the outcome. The people will, and their participation in the security process and not rejecting the government is so important. They cannot set a precedent that if they disagree with the outcome of the elections, they pick up arms. They have to try to change things through dialogue, and that is the what they're doing now. They are discussing as opposed to shooting. And the result is they're planting crops as opposed to planting IEDs.
Now, I guess I should ask, did the surge benefit the 3rd Brigade and
Absolutely.
How so?
Yeah, absolutely. Starting in March, we were able to increase our forces inside Diyala to the point where we started Arrowhead Ripper and were able to dominate the town of Bakuba, the provincial capital. We have been extremely aggressive and persistent since we've gotten here, but the surge enabled us to dominate the terrain inside Diyala, and we were able to go not only secure the population physically, but we were able to secure them psychologically.
Right.
And that's what caused them to now participate in the process. And then just as importantly is their efforts through reconciliation. as we like to say, the security makes the people feel comfortable. The security reduces fear, and therefore we're able to work on services, and that's what we're doing now. And that's the results of the surge, if you will. The Iraqi people share the same hopes, the same dreams, and the same desires we do. They want the opportunity to prosper as much as we do. But without the peace and the stability, the opportunity for prosperity cannot exist.
Right.
And the key to this is a force geometry or a force structure that enables that, and that's what we've been able to find.
Now, with the success, has the mission changed, or how has it changed?
You know, our mission always evolves. I am still focused on bringing security to this province, and I am still focused on enabling the government to establish services. What will change are the specific tasks associated with that. The mission, we are able to dynamically retask our forces very easily after being here for almost a year. Now, we were pretty good at it before we deployed based on our training, but what changes are the tasks, not necessarily the mission.
Right.
Success for us is still that the Diyala government is able to provide security and services to its people. And what the mission associated with that is still security and services that we can influence and the support to the Iraqi forces.
Right. Now, how closely do you work with Iraqi soldiers and Iraqi policemen?
We are partnered in everything we do. I cannot conduct my operations without the security forces of Iraq participating with me. There are, and they're making significant strides. When we first got here, the Iraqi security forces could do about 6 hours outside the FOB, and then they'd have to go back to the forward operating base and recover for 6 days. They're now able to conduct sustained and continuous operations and unilateral operations. But we partner with them in everything we do, so that they can continue to train while they're in contact.
Right. Now, how are your soldiers situated? Are there a lot of combat outposts or joint security?
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, I'm telling you. It is, there are some very austere environments that my soldiers are living in.
Really?
You would be in absolute awe if you saw the American military in action over here, because they have no worries about what they're doing. They are fearless, and they go to some of the most remote places. 112 Cavalry,
right,
is currently inside the city of Bakuba, located in patrol bases. Some of the soldiers have not been on the forward operating base for more than 30 days in the past 10 months. And you know what? The majority of them revel in it. 6-9 Cavalry is in Mukhtadiya conducting offensive operations right now. They are operating from forward operating base Normandy, as well as what's called patrol base KWOL. But they are conducting a part of Operation Lightning Hammer 2. They are inside Mukhtadiya, conducting sustained continuous operations in that area and inside the city, and in some significant heat as well. These kids are disciplined, they are fearless, and they are taking it to the enemy every day. And if it requires them to live in austere environments to secure the population, they understand that, and they're doing it very well. Now, we make sure that we provide quality of life as best we can, but they understand their mission, and they're taking it to them.
Right. Now talk a little bit more about morale and how the soldiers are doing.
Yeah.
As far as just,
you know, General, yeah, you know, we just opened up a Pizza Hut on War Horse.
I'm sorry to interrupt. This is Chad here at the Divots Hub. We have the next station online for the next interview. I'm sorry to interrupt you guys, so go ahead and let's try and wrap this up.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right. Let me tell you real quick, Amanda. The morale, MWR, Pizza Hut. We have a coffee bar. We do what it takes to take care of the morale of the soldier. Every one of these battalions in 3rd Grey Wolf Brigade achieve reenlistment mission as of today. The soldiers' morale is extremely high, and the results of that, the tangible results, is reenlistment.
Right.
And they have achieved mission. It's the typical Cav soldier. If you ain't Cav, you ain't.
Right.
All right, well, we are very proud of them, and we're also proud of all the support we get from Central Texas.
Right. Well, my final question was, what can people back home, as far as families, community members, continue to do to support the brigade and make sure that...
Yeah, there are so many great organizations out there for supporting the soldiers and the family members. A lot of those can be found online. And a lot of it can be the encouragement that they give to the family members back there. There is no support like the Central Texas support for the Fort Hood community.
Right.
And that's important.
All right, sir. Well, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Amanda.
It's good to talk to you.
Thank you. You too.
Be seeing you soon.
I hope so.
Bye.